with University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply by February 11th and get your application fee waived. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid classes, along with more than 135 degrees and certificates in fields like business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and more. Gain the skills you need to achieve your career goals. Get your application fee waived through February 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Gigant,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant,
goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Clemson grabs three defensive players in the transfer portal. Gamecocks, two offensive linemen and a defensive lineman. Clemson, SMU on the hardwood tonight. And John Harbaugh out after 18 years with the Ravens. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, January the 7th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today, including three guests in hour number three. So we have Dane Young, UGASports.com, going to review Georgia's season, review the Bulldogs losing to Ole Miss, and talk about what's going on with the NFL in Georgia, what's going on with the transfer portal in Georgia, who's leaving, who's coming. At 8:25, we'll get in touch with Andrew Oliphant. We're going to preview the 2026 World of Golf, see what's going on there. And then at 8:45 this morning, Brad Brunell is going to join us, Clemson basketball coach. Going to preview a little Clemson SMU tonight after dark, 9 o'clock, Clemson Grid after dark. So we'll talk about that coming up. Should be a great show today. Going to get into the transfer portal with Clemson grabbing three defensive players and now having more transfer portal guys at any time in school history with many, many more to come. Gamecocks grabbing three as well. We'll get into the Damon Williams situation. Going to talk about John Harbaugh, talk about basketball from last night, college basketball. A lot to do here on a busy Wednesday show. And the captain of the ship, Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Busy, busy day. Busy week.
Yes.
Fun week.
Yes.
Finally, fun week.
I was in recruiting business for 10 years, and man, January was always fun. And then recruiting went, we backed it up, and January was boring. January's not boring anymore.
No.
We can talk about being principled in NIL and portal all we want, but it's exciting now.
You certainly can't mistake it for anything boring. No, it is entertaining as all get out.
Yeah. How's life over there? Everybody good?
Yep, pretty good. How about you guys?
Blessed. We had a great day for Isla yesterday. Three different successful trips to the potty in the potty training. So three different number ones. Hadn't done number two yet in the potty. But number ones, man, I love. So that's good. And that will cut down on that diaper buying business, which, man, they're pretty proud of diapers. But so it's a big night and a big deal in my household right now. That's always good. And have y'all seen the weather yet?
It's going to be warm, isn't it?
Yeah. 73 degrees today. and a guy that will be stuck in class a little bit later on. Keanu, you got to leave. You got class this morning?
Yeah.
This is it, though.
Yeah, this is it. Last semester.
Last semester. Right? Last bittersweet?
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Good, good holidays, good New Year, everything?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. We have, again, 73 today. Sam, you mind that in January? You don't like it when it's too hot, but is 73 okay for January?
I'm okay with it because it's going to be very cold next week.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've looked down the pipe, so we're getting a little bit of a mixture right now. We had a really cold week right after Christmas, had a warm Christmas, have a warm this week, have a cold next week. You're just kind of going back and forth, so I'm okay with it. Everybody wins a little bit.
I'm looking now for next week. Now, we do have some 29s for lows.
Mid-50s.
Problem is, I see a 49 late next week.
Problem is, it's going to take a while in the winter to get to that 50-3 range.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Doesn't ever actually sit there.
That's all true.
I usually subtract like 3 or 4 or 5 degrees from whatever that high is. That's probably what you're going to get if you're actually outside.
It takes forever to get there. It doesn't stay there very long either because the sun's so low.
Even with the sun going down a little bit quicker, going down a little bit slower these days, it's still pretty cold.
All right, segment two today,
we've got three guys to talk about from yesterday. We're going to talk about Elliott Washington too because he fits into kind of the totality of what we saw yesterday. But man, we have real tangible human beings to talk about that are being added to this football team in the transfer portal. Isn't that a novel concept?
It's unbelievable. In case you weren't up late last night, you might not have seen it. Former freshman Auburn cornerback Donovan Starr has committed to Clemson. Starr, the number 187 prospect, the 247, has him number 287 in the transfer portal class. A cornerback with some experience in a true freshman season down at Auburn commits to Clemson. The third defensive back, 2-1 day, because yesterday all Sun Belt Conference defensive back Jerome Carter from Old Dominion committed to Clemson. 76 tackles and 6 interceptions last year. So he joins that secondary now to go along with Washington. So he's also the son of former Florida State safety Jerome Carter. So we can talk about those guys. And then the big piece yesterday was Clemson gets ACC Freshman Defensive Player of the Year Luke Ferrelli, 6'3", 230-pound linebacker from Cal. A guy that started all 12 games at Cal last year, led the ACC freshman tackles with 87, had 36 solo tackles, tied for 8th in the ACC in total tackles, tied for 9th in tackles per game, 2nd among all freshmen in tackles for loss, from San Diego, and now is the 4th Tiger to join this crew. We'll talk much more about that in segment number 2. Gamecocks get 3. They get defensive linemen. Well, my doggone, if this would go this way. They get defensive lineman Jordan Thomas from Georgia, a guy they were close to in recruiting before he signed with Georgia a couple years ago. They get 2 interior offensive linemen, Carter Miller, experienced guy, has been around the block from Central Florida, and Hank Purvis, interior offensive lineman from Purdue. It's not often we get to talk too much about Purdue offensive linemen on the show, but my resident Purdue expert, Sam Jones. Sam, what kind of lineman did the Gamecocks get in Hank Purvis?
He's a take. He's good. Purvis is a South Carolina quality lineman. He is a good interior guy. Purdue brought him in last year in the portal. I was hoping he would stay. Purdue lost both of their top 2 offensive linemen to the portal with him and Braden Joyner. Joyner went to Florida State. Purvis is very, very solid. He is going to help them quite a bit.
He will
be consistently in the starting lineup, I would imagine. And that is something that we all know this, and South Carolina fans know this. They needed to add 3 or 4 offensive linemen probably in this portal window. And I think they're going to do that pretty quickly here, and Purvis should be one of them. He was pretty good at Purdue last year.
Speaking of transfer portal, Washington had signed Damon Williams to a $4 million contract. However, he's still going in the portal. Word is that LSU has done some tampering and that offering $6 million. Others might get involved in this thing too, but Damon Williams, now I'm sure Washington will try to hold him accountable. We'll see what comes from all of that. John Harbaugh out as the Ravens head coach after 18 years. They missed the playoffs. One quick question to you guys. If the kicker makes the kick and the Ravens win that game, they make the playoffs, is John Harbaugh out?
I think he is. I think the Ravens would have lost the first game of the playoffs the same way I think Pittsburgh will this week, and I think Harbaugh would have been out. Maybe not. Maybe it gets a little trickier because he can argue a playoff win, but it sounds like he and Steve Bisciotti, they're owner had a day-long conversation yesterday and really hashed everything out, and he ended up getting fired at the end of that. So I think that if they would have had that conversation a week later with a playoff berth and another loss, he still would have gone. And while it is crazy to see anybody else coaching the team after 18 years and how much success they've had, I think he was probably overdue to get fired, to be honest with you. You've got a two-time MVP on your team who will be a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback when he's done. He'll walk right into Canton. And they have not been able to get to the Super Bowl with him. And I understand Patrick Mahomes is on that side of things, but you got to get there. The Bills have beaten them consistently in the playoffs. They can't get over the hump. And I'm not really sure what Harbaugh brings them anymore that a newer, younger coacher with a schematic advantage would bring them. Their defense couldn't tackle this year. He hired Zach Orr. Their offense was up and down. It sounds like he didn't want to fire Todd Monken, and Baltimore maybe did. I'm not sure Munkin's the problem there, but he's going to get head coaching interviews for sure. He already has one lined up with the Browns. So I think it was time. I'm very interested to see who they hire, because in 26 years now, or whatever it is, 30 years, the Ravens have only had three head coaches. So going to be a fascinating opening, and Harbaugh will most certainly get another job with somebody, even if I don't necessarily think he's a great coach at this stage in his career.
Keanu, would they, if the field goal goes through, they win the game, does he get fired?
That's a tricky question. Yeah. I think he probably would.
I think he would.
But let's talk about the immense pressure that that rookie kicker had to make. Ooh. Their season was on the line, and he's just coming in. How many times do you think John Harbaugh was like, hey, man, our season is riding on your leg right now?
Yeah. How long field goal was it?
I think it was 44, 47, somewhere in there.
NFL, professional.
There was also a little bit of Harbaugh bled some time off the clock, about 10 to 12 seconds before that kick, when they could have gone up to the line and at least tried to run like a 5 or 6 yard out, where you see so many players now these days go up to the line at quarterback, and if the out's not there, they throw it out of bounds immediately.
Yeah. You think he coaches right away?
Yeah, I think he gets a job immediately. Maybe it's a hot take. I don't think Harbaugh's a good coach anymore, to be honest with you. I think he was kind of getting carried by Lamar Jackson down the stretch these last few seasons. I don't think he's going to be a great hire wherever he goes. Maybe I'm wrong.
He's only 63 years old, and they owe him over $50 million.
You got to look at the Ravens, and I understand there was no justification probably at the time for doing it, because they were an AFC championship team. And they won, what, 13 games 2 years ago when Mike McDonald got hired in Seattle. Yeah. But I'm sure their fan base is looking at him and what he's doing in Seattle and saying, we could have moved on like Seattle did with Pete Carroll and tried to keep McDonald around. Just weird timing with having a ton of success that 1 year with McDonald involved running the defense. But I don't think Harbaugh is really a transcendent coach anymore. He was a while ago. He was a decade ago. And I don't know really how great of a hire he would be. He's very, very dependent on who he hires a coordinator, and it doesn't seem like he's made the correct hires the last couple of years at that spot.
Man, honestly, man, at 63, you could give me $50 million. I might say adios, amigos. I might be down in Mexico somewhere, down in some island somewhere, man, playing some golf and some fishing, and I might just spend some time with the grandkids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. His legacy is secured. He's got 180-something wins. Yeah. He's got a Super Bowl. I mean, what more does he really need to do?
Hardwood last night, second-ranked Michigan continues the rolling at 14-0. They went to Penn State, got a two-point win. Close
barely.
Game.
Yeah, shout close out game. To Penn State. They should move up in every ranking for that.
Yeah. I mean, that 0-4 in the Big Ten, man. Duke goes to Louisville, and sixth-ranked Duke beats 20th-ranked Louisville, 84-73. Seventh-ranked Houston down Texas Tech, 14th-ranked Texas Tech, 69-65. World's largest indoor cocktail party, Florida beats 18th-ranked Georgia, 92-77. It was 19th-ranked Iowa falling at Minnesota, 70-67. 21st-ranked Tennessee beat Texas, 85-71. 22nd-ranked Kansas had an unbelievable comeback. They beat TCU in overtime, 104-100. And 25th-ranked Central Florida lost to Oklahoma State. With these teams losing at the back end of the top 25, maybe opens up the door for Clemson. However, the Tigers have to beat SMU tonight, 9 o'clock. SMU comes in at 12-2, ranked 24th in the country. That's a way to make sure that you have everything intact by beating, you know, getting the top 25, by beating one of the top 25. And it'd be their first ranked win of the season. Clemson number 35 in KenPom, and SMU number 31. Tigers on ESPN, a 71.7% chance to win this one, 9 o'clock tonight. Brad Brunell joins us at 8:45. Am I right, guys? This is a massive game. If you think about, like, from a net standpoint, Clemson's schedule, good news is it's very doable. Bad news is not a whole lot of great net teams on here. This is a huge opportunity for Clemson tonight.
Yeah, this would go a long way. They need a good win right now to offset Georgetown, which I didn't think it would be, trending towards being a very bad loss, as Georgetown lost to DePaul last night.
Yeah.
You're going to have to counter that.
It's
at some
quad three
here.
Loss. It's the I looked it up yesterday. Clemson was 33rd in the net ratings of the 33 teams, the top 33 teams in the country. Clemson's the only team to lose a quad three or quad four game.
Yeah, and that's not going to kill you on its own. It will if you add another one to it, which Clemson, every year the last few years, has lost one or two ACC games to a Georgia Tech, right, that they shouldn't have lost to. So to get a nice win here tonight would be pretty helpful for them, considering that loss is getting worse on the schedule. But the Georgia win keeps getting better in reverse.
Syracuse 82-72 at Georgia Tech last night with a nice win on the road. NC State went on the road, beat Boston College 79-71 in the SEC unranked games from last night. Gamecocks got their first SEC win. Went down to LSU and won 78-68. A&M went to Auburn and got a 90-88 win. But Auburn has fallen on hard times. Post Bruce Pearl seemed like he got out at the right time. We'll take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some transfer portal with Sam Jones and Keanu. Should be a good show. Again, three guests in hour three, including Brad Brunell, talking Clemson and SMU tonight. Hey, the Patterson Tax Service wants to do your taxes for you. I've been talking to Russell. They've got the software. They've downloaded it. They've got it all in. He's been studying it. He's taking it back. He'll be teaching it to his folks here with all the new changes with the new software deal. You're going to love what Patterson's Tax Service does for your taxes. And I want to tell you, first in, first out, if you need that very early one, if you're one of these people that just depend on your tax return, on getting that refund check, then let the Patterson's Tax Service take care of it for you, because they are the best in the business. No one files more taxes in the state of South Carolina, by the way, which is great to hear. But to find out why they're so great, make your appointment today. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. A short break, segment two with Sam right after this.
You know, it's not your fault that losing weight is getting harder and harder to do. You're eating better, you're making the right choices, you're moving more. But your body just isn't responding the way that it used to. It's not your willpower, it's a metabolism. For many people, years of dieting quietly slow the metabolic system down, so the more work you put in, the less progress you see. At PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just count calories. I know, because they helped me lose over 50 pounds on the program. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating the way that you want it to, call the professionals at PhD Weight Loss right now and mention "Fix My Weight Loss," and they'll unlock the New Year special for you. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything that has been puzzling you in your weight loss journey. Call 864-644-1900 and say "Fix My Weight Loss." That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Men, listen up. It's time to transform your life this season. Step up and take control of your health with Low Country Male Semaglutide, the ultimate game changer for men. Semaglutide will help shed those extra pounds over the holiday season. At Low Country Male, we're all about you. Feel stronger, look better, and become the man you've always wanted to be. Say goodbye to your beer belly with the help of Semaglutide. Visit Low Country Male today, where real men get real results.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at One Time Plumber, the name is the number. No matter what you need in plumbing services, it might be your disposal. It might be your water heater. It might be your septic tank. Might be some burst lines. Might be some clogged drains. Let them take care of you. The price is the price. It's not going to be haggling. It doesn't change. There's the emergency services are out there for you 24/7 in Charleston, Columbia, and Greenville, the upstate of South Carolina. There's one name to remember, One Time Plumber. The name is the number. Let them take care of you. Locally licensed, bonded, insured. The good folks are going to do it with Clemson grads starting these businesses in South Carolina. Think about it. One Time Plumber. Don't go searching. You don't have to go look at any kind of flip through Google and go search all stuff. Just go to One Time Plumber. Call that number. They'll take care of you. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
Boy, I've been waiting for this segment for like 6 months. We get to talk portal today. We get to talk about actual
waiting
players.
Years.
I've been waiting. We've been waiting years, literally, for this. We got a little taste of it last year with Helton Alexander and Tristan Smith. We get everything this year.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Elliot Washington. I know you guys have already touched on him, I'm sure, this week because he committed on Monday. But Elliot Washington fills the general vibe of what this defense is going for under Tom Allen in year two. And I must say, because they're not even close to done on defense, they got a lot of guys they're still going to add. God bless Tom Allen, because Tom Allen has a very clear idea of what he wants on defense, and he is going to go and get it. He's getting it, no matter what. He is going to get the guys that he thinks are going to be successful. Elliot Washington, first of all, physically, fits the mold of what you want. 5'11", 195, so he's got a little bit more weight on him than Avion Terrell. He's got around the same height, maybe a little taller. Ran track in high school, similar to Avion Terrell, and I'm only comparing him to him because he just departed for the draft. The measurables are there, the speed is there, the long arms are there. That's what Tom Allen talked about in the middle of the year. That's what he wanted to add to the defense. Coverage-wise, coverage stats are finicky, so it's kind of hard to know exactly what you're getting, but he only allowed one touchdown and 430 coverage snaps at Penn State. He allowed a 40% catch rate when targeted, which landed him third lowest in the Big Ten. The other names in the top five were Brandon Finney, Dave Sinigbenosin, D'Angelo Pons, and TJ Hall. That's about as good as company as you can possibly have in the entire country, much less the Big Ten. And as a sophomore under Tom Allen, he had a coverage grade of 71.4 and an 83.0 tackling grade. Those numbers dropped 6% this year in coverage, 13% in tackling, respectively, with Jim Knowles there. Overall, point is, I think he's going to be a capable number two cornerback for them, which they desperately needed outside of Ashton Hampton. And I think he's going to land somewhere in the middle of those two numbers with Allen, as opposed to where he was with Knowles this offseason, and he's long and fast.
Can I talk you into this? Nickel.
Could be. He could play there, too. He can kick inside. I think they should still deploy him outside because he's got so much speed to work with out there that he can stay with those really fast outside receivers. Yeah. But also, if you need to kick him inside, you're capable of doing that.
All right. Can we skip to star next since we're talking about corners?
Yes. Star is, by default, the least interesting to me of the four because he's probably not going to get a giant amount of playing time in coverage immediately, I don't think. Didn't really play in coverage last season at all for Auburn. Clemson recruited him pretty heavily out of high school. He chose Auburn over them and a couple other schools. Again, track star. Maybe the fastest cornerback in the SEC just off of pure speed. That doesn't mean anything as it pertains to coverage. But there's a clear mantra here that Tom Allen's trying to follow. We want fast and long. 5'11", 182. So again, decently similar size to Avion Terrell, faster than Avion Terrell. And it's clear that there's a type for what they want outside of Ashton Hampton in the cornerback room. At minimum this year, even if he doesn't get a ton of playing time and coverage, because I really do think they still like Brandon Strozier as much as I kind of disagree with that assessment.
Yeah, he looked good, man. I got to be honest with you.
He got better.
He got better as the season went on. I gave up on him. Matter of fact, I sent Paul Strelo and Larry Williams a text. And Larry and I are at practice in August because he had a terrible year last year. And I said, man, this is one of the worst tackling guys I've ever seen.
I'm still worried about the tackling.
It improved. He's not a great tackler.
I think
his coverage is pretty good.
Yeah.
I can be honest with you. I was impressed.
I think he's worth another try. And Star gives them a little bit more depth in this room. And at minimum, he's going to be an excellent special teams player for them next year. Because he's going to be the fastest guy on the team, probably. Or one of the three fastest the minute he steps on campus. Overall, with him, Clemson needs more athletic corners, just in general. They need more athletic players on defense. And while Washington, comparatively, is way more polished, way more tested, even with his warts that he does have in coverage still, Star gives them some long-term upside and is kind of a good ball of clay that they can mold for the next few seasons. And then when Washington graduates, because I think he's only got 1 year of eligibility, Hampton graduates or goes to the league in a couple years if things go really well, this is someone who can hopefully step in for them down the line. And it's almost like, with the limited experience that he has, bringing in another high school recruit in that room.
Totally agree with that one. Replenishing the younger bodies there, that was very, very important for sure. Can we stay in the secondary and talk about Carter next?
Yeah, you're saving my favorite one for last, and I think you and I are on the same wavelength with him, even though we haven't talked about it yet. Secondary, they added safety Jerome Carter. Again, look at Jerome Carter's arms. 6'2", and his arms look like that of a long NBA point guard, which is what you want out of a roaming safety like Carter, who, while they lose 6 interceptions with Ricardo Jones, and interceptions are another finicky stat as coverage works, he is a true ball hawk safety. And he played very well at Old Dominion against P4 competition when given the chance to do it. He's got way more size than Barnes, and he's got longer arms, I would imagine, than Ricardo Jones, even though they're the same height. Allen wanted length at safety. He gets it. He had 6 interceptions last year. He had a solid 77 overall grade, 80.9 grade against P4 teams, according to PFF. I think PFF does a fine job. They're not perfect. They're not terrible. They're somewhere in the middle to me. They desperately, desperately, desperately had to have a safety. And they needed to have a good one who has been proven at a high level to contribute to a good football team. And that's exactly what Jerome Carter is. He's fluid in coverage. He's long. He's quick. It's going to play. And I hope the safety they put next to him is a burner. And for what it's worth, I would expect, and I'm not some sort of newsbreaker by any means, this isn't really anything shocking, I would expect them to have another safety committed by the end of the day. I think they're going to have one committed today.
Yeah.
So we're going to know who's next to him, my guess is, by time the two of us, and if Keanu's in here tomorrow, are in here tomorrow.
Yeah, more, and we'll talk about some visits coming up today and who all's there now, and they got a Penn State kid in there now and all that, so we'll talk more about that coming up. But this is a safety, maybe a nickel as well, maybe, but a longer guy. Seemed like more of a safety to me.
His arms are go-go gadget arms is kind of what I wrote down. Like, that is what you need to look at here, and that is extremely valuable in pass breakups, in just making it a little bit more difficult on the receiver when he's actually there in coverage. He can get sideline to sideline. I think there's a very good chance he would have been the best safety on the roster this year if Ricardo Jones would have stayed. This is the one I'm second highest on so far of the four that they've brought in, and I think he's going to be a very good contributor for them.
Well, Sam, tell me about the highest one, the one you're most impressed with.
Dude, I don't know why Luke Farelli is such a low-rated, according to the rankings, transfer target. I think Luke Farelli is going to end up being maybe the best player they bring in all offseason. I think he's that good. Yeah. The Cal linebacker room, between him, Kade Uluave, Harrison Taggart, who have all hit the portal, was outstanding last year. And he earned a ton of playing time and won ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year because he was excellent for a team that was a lot better than people thought it was going to be on a defense that was really, really up and down. I think there were certain things, while Uluave is unbelievable and is going to go to a better team than Cal in the portal and is going to be very good somewhere, there are some things that Farelli does better than him. And I think he's going to immediately bring to Clemson what they've desperately needed next to Sammy Brown the last couple years, which, no offense to Wade Woodhaz, good player, not very fast. Never going to be mistaken for a track guy at linebacker. Never going to be mistaken for an NFL speed guy at linebacker. Farelli is that. John Blau reported it. We never know if it's true or not because it's from camps, but he ran a 4.56 40 reportedly. That's very, very good linebacker speed. He's stocky. He's built the way you want a linebacker to be built, so he can fit. He can fit the gaps in run schemes. He's really strong. He's a great tackler. He's got decent ball skills. He had a pick and a couple pass breakups last year. I think he's criminally underrated.
I do too.
I really do think by the end of the offseason, you may look at Farelli and by the end of next year next to Sammy Brown and say, this was the best player they added in the entire portal. And he's got, what, 3 years of eligibility to play with? I mean, that is the dream type of target if you're going to have to add a starting quality linebacker. And I wasn't exactly sure they were going to get one that good.
Here's a couple things. Let me go back to the secondary guys first on a couple things. If Star and Washington, if they don't start, first of all, Carter's going to start because let me back all the way up. So many times in the portal, everybody gets all excited about, we got this guy from Cal, we got this guy from Texas, we got this guy from Oklahoma, we got this guy from Ohio State. Be honest with you, they didn't play. Like Aaron Nolan. Oh, man, we got Aaron Nolan. He's going to be awesome. Well, a lot of times these guys are transferring. They hadn't played a lot, not going to play, and you're just excited just to hear a name.
Three of these dudes got legit playing time last year.
But not just that. But in the Clemson secondary, if you can't play if you can't beat out the guys you got to beat out in that secondary right now, then you shouldn't have a business at even playing college football. The bottom line is, even if Washington and Star don't play, and let's say just the backups, that gives you so much more depth with Hampton and Strozier and Gibson, and now maybe kick one of those guys to the nickel. And in out there, I mean, Carter, again, his film looks good to me, but how does it translate to the ACC? Well, he had played really good against Virginia Tech, one. But he's better than Hanifin right now. He's better than Griffin, better than Webb, better than Wilkerson. I like the Keenan kid, the freshman from last year maybe. But he's better than what you got back there right now. Better than Tink Kelly, better than Dixon. Like, you're not beating out Ronnie Lott, man. These guys are going to play and play right away. To be honest with you, he's better than Ricardo Jones. He's better than what you had back there. Now, on the Farelli deal, the exact same thing, except now we know what you've got because this is a guy that
he did
the closing speed.
Oh, he's good. He's really good.
You see him chase down balls on the perimeter? You see him all blitzing?
When someone told me a couple days ago that he was going to come in on a visit and it seemed like he was likely to commit, I jumped for joy. Like, this was a guy that I when I saw him at the portal, him and Uluave, I was really hoping Clemson would find a way to get involved. I'm thrilled that they landed him. If I had to go with the four in excitement terms, I'm super excited about Farelli. I think Carter's going to be pretty good, and he's got a couple years of eligibility, which is helpful. those two at the top. I'm a little skeptical about Washington because he did regress this year. You ask Penn State fans, they don't love him. They think he's fine. He got outplayed by other corners on that roster. Yeah. But I'm fine with taking that risk because Allen is a guy who obviously trusts him and likes him, and he played better under Allen. And then Starr is kind of a, for now, depth, you know, it's nice to have add. I'm pumped about Ferrelli. I think he's going
to
be
a good piece to build. Like, you could develop him.
He's a piece of ball of clay.
All right, with that said, here's the other great news about Ferrelli. I think he's a plug-and-play guy now. I think he's going to start this year. Matter of fact, I think he's – you can make a case that it might be as good as Sammy Brown right now. Is that an argument? Can we at least have the conversation? Like, or is this Sammy Brown better?
I think Brown's better, but I do think Ferrelli is going to be –
okay.
Very good.
I'll give you that.
I also think Ferrelli was playing with better linebackers than Sammy Brown was.
I agree.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
I agree. But now, this is what this also does. It kicks back Alexander to a depth role, and it kicks back McLeod to a depth role now. And now those guys, look, I like McLeod a lot. I'm McLeod's biggest fan. I think he's very productive. He's not a great body by any stretch. He's not an NFL guy. I like his productivity. But if these guys hang around, now you got two seniors, two experienced guys as backups. And so your linebacker core now with Brown, Ferrelli, Alexander, McLeod, you know, you now you got time to develop Anderson or Riley. Now you got time to develop Woodass or maybe even Cooper Taylor. But you got four guys in those two linebacker spots in the 4-2-5 stuff that's four linebackers. And now Sammy Brown's playing 40 plays and Ferrelli's playing 40 plays and McLeod and Alexander playing 15 plays maybe. You got depth there at linebacker all of a sudden. And that was a major deal. Also, you got special teams guys now. Guys that kick down and do some of that. I think the Ferrelli thing, because he's a plug-and-play starter right off the bat beside Sammy Brown, I think Clemson's got to have one of the best linebacker corps in the conference now.
They should. They should every year. That's kind of one of the rooms that this team has been built around the last decade, and they should be at that level. And their linebacker room last year I thought was fine. It was good. Wade Woodhead's not a bad player at all. Ferrelli just adds a little bit more speed that they didn't otherwise have with him. If I had to guess, because I'm sure we're going to be talking about the same thing in segment two tomorrow, because I'm imagining more players are going to commit today. I would keep an eye on that safety room today. I would keep an eye on the defensive tackle room today.
Yeah,
those are the two rooms I would keep an eye on if you're a fan.
All right, when we come back, I want to go over what's on the board and position still and what you'd like to take still. One just quick note on Ferrelli. This didn't come cheap. And so, you know, all the Clemson fans, one of the things, you always want to get the best bargain. Like, you know, NFL, oh, we got the guys for that. Oh, we overpaid, we underpaid. So you always want it on the cheap. But, like, Clemson fans, this is good news because you had to pay some money for this one. And you had to purchase this line. This is a good purchase. But the fact is that, like, for Clemson fans saying, you know, we don't spend a lot of money. We don't have money. We don't do that. No, you had to go spend money on this one now.
What I would certainly say about that is – Ferrelli is extremely helpful because he has multiple years of eligibility. I mean, this could be a three-year starter for you if he so chooses to be. Regardless of what they do at quarterback, which I don't think they're going to bring one in. We've seen a couple texters already ask about DJ Lagway. I still don't think that's really going to happen. They're saving money at quarterback point blank if they don't bring one in. So they need to reallocate all of that money that they're saving by not bringing in an elite quarterback or a high-level transfer quarterback, even a normal level quarterback with how much money Aiden Childs got yesterday from Northwestern, reportedly. If they're going to save that money, they need to spend all of it elsewhere. And I think you're seeing them start to do that on the defensive side of things.
I give Tom Allen a lot of credit. They identified and they've gone out. I am going to leave you with this. I keep saying I'm going to leave you with this. I was told yesterday that it's frantic of these visits getting set up. Even like the first time they're contacting somebody, they contact someone in the morning, and by lunchtime they've got an airline flight.
Yep. You have to. I mean, you absolutely have to with
that's the unbelievable.
With there only being one window and it being, what, 2 weeks long? I mean, it creates a feeding frenzy for these kind of guys, and it's nuts to watch it play out live and hear who's visiting at any time because they've got a million guys in at any given minute.
Guy gets a phone call at 8 in the morning for the first time knowing a staff, and you're on a plane that afternoon.
The Ferrelli stuff happened quick.
They called that flued out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're flying them out.
That's crazy, man. Flued out. I like it. Hey, Greer Flooring Center. You guys know anything about floors? You know anything about what's the best floor product right now? You know,
don't know. That's why we have Greer Flooring.
That's right. That's why we go over and do it. It's our great friends, Greer Flooring Center, GreerFlooringCenter.com. Let them take care of you. It's Greer Flooring Center with the very best when it comes to your incredible team over there. It's the products, it's the prices, it's the warranty, it's the installation teams. They'll do it all for you. And Greer and right now in Easley, they'd love to help you out. It's Greer Flooring Center. Go by and see my awesome friends and get that commercial and residential flooring. Let that be taken care of. Short break. We'll come back. Much more Portal Talk right after this.
It's a new year. It's time to make a new decision to get into shape, maybe lose some weight. And you can do that all by signing up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K March 14th. Now, you need to find 10 of your friends and come as a team and just have fun, dress alike. And speaking of that, remember, Julian Davis, an All-State Insurance Agency, gives away some great prizes for the best dress. We also have Bradley's Jewelers, our hometown jeweler here in Seneca, giving away a nice prize at the beginning of the race. As we get started on Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K March 14th. You need to sign up, runsignup.com. We're going to do a 5K. It's out and back, a half marathon relay, whatever you want to do. Make a commitment today. It's a new year. Start with a new you. Sign up. Get your friends to sign up before the prices increase each month. And if you want to know more, you can always reach out to us here at City Hall or check us out on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. It's Race for the Green, March 14th. Sign up today.
ATV Outfitters, they stock more ATVs, UTVs, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. They have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and they pride themselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Spend $75 or more and mention the Roar FM and receive either a cargo net, fender bag, or tow rope free of charge. Don't buy elsewhere, or you'll both lose money. Come by ATV Outfitters located at 2485 Rutherford Road. In Greenville.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
I've got to admit, no one does Black Friday like Kohl's. I just shopped their early access deals and saved big. With the 15% off going on, I scored a sweater for under $13 and a throw blanket for just $8.49. Then I got 50% off a few of my favorite Sephora at Kohl's Beauty Finds and earned some Kohl's cash too. These deals are almost over, so don't wait. Get to Kohl's now. Select styles. Offers end November 9th. Sephora, coupons, and Kohl's cash do not apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The thing about mold is it can be hidden from you. You might not know it, and you might just think you have allergies. You know, I talked about health all the time on the show. We have a couple of doctors talk about our mental health and our physical health and all this stuff. And I've had a family member that had this. You know, respiratory issues, you might think, boy, I just can't shake this, or I've got allergies, and man, those grasses out there are so bad. Well, it might not be. It might be right there inside of your home. There's visible growth at times, and sometimes it's easy to see. Sometimes it's not. This is why you might need the experts. That's why I would depend on AllDry, my AllDry. They are local water and mold experts. So this is the most honest, with integrity and accessible customer service. They don't use third-party contractors in case you do need some work coming in, but they're free on-site assessment estimates. So let them come to your home, your business, and maybe talk to you about some issues you might be having in your home or your business. Don't let mold be an issue for you. Take care of it. Take care of it now. It only gets worse, and your health only gets worse. Your local water and health experts is myalldry.com. AllDry right here in Clemson. Rapid response team. You're not going to call an 800 number. You're not going to get an answering machine service. You get local guys here in the upstate of South Carolina that are going to take care of you when disaster strikes with water, or when, again, you might have these issues of what you might think is something else that's not. Just let them come and detect that and see if that is the case. 864-653-1234. 864-653-1234. AllDry. Good folks at my AllDry. Good guys, man. I need to get some lunch with those guys. Hadn't had that lately. We'll do that here soon. Sam, let's talk portal moving forward. More visits coming. We've got, and mostly defensive guys right now. You've got Courtney Kelly, who is there now, has been there, West Georgia defensive lineman. All indications are, he's a freshman this past year from Columbus, Georgia, a guy that was impressive at West Georgia this past year. All indications are that he'll commit. That'll give you one defensive tackle. There's other guys on campus. Josh Huff, a former running back, that's a 300-pound defensive lineman now from Cal College or Cal University in Pennsylvania. There's talk about Malik Blockton coming from Auburn, really, really good player out of Auburn. Jamal Wallace, a backup at Tennessee. Jason Jenkins, a backup at Florida State. The linebacker, Mateo, and only guessing because there's a lot of vowels. If you did his last name and they gave you the vowels, you could have it down. Tagiola from Southern Cal. Dexter Foster from Oregon State. The name's linked to Clemson right now. In the secondary, Bracey's been there. Chris Bracey from Memphis. Later this week, I think Corey Myrick might be there now from Southern Miss. Lyric Ross, linked to Clemson from Kansas, maybe later this week. Edwin Joseph, maybe setting up a visit with Clemson from Florida State. So a lot of defensive guys right now. The only offensive guy that I feel for sure Clemson is in great shape with is offensive lineman Stanton Rammel from Michigan State, a guy that started as a freshman at Michigan State as an offensive tackle. So, Sam, let me do this. Let's start back on defense. You've got three committed to you in the secondary right now. Can I talk you into three more?
I think they need at least two more safeties.
I would agree with that.
You could probably talk me into another corner, although I think they could survive with what they have right now. An injury would be problematic in that room, though, with who they currently have as the backups.
Let me say this, too. Don't forget about the freshman class coming in. So let's just look at who you got just at corner right now. Hampton and Strozier, Gibson. Oliver is not going to play. He hasn't played so far. He's not going to play. The two freshmen, Young, highly ready guy, and Gibson out of Texas, I think those are guys that they might be able to play. And then you add a Washington and a star to that room right now. I'd still like to have one more, man, to be honest with you. And now, but a guy that can play there, or maybe a more versatile guy.
I think Washington ends up starting outside of Hampton. I do think that ends up being their second corner. I would like to add another rotational one.
If that's the case, can I talk? Well, Stroger's not a great tackler. Maybe not a nickel there. I think you need a nickel, man. I think you got to have a nickel. Now, is that in the form of Rawls? Is that in the form of Myrick? You know, is that in the form of Bracy maybe or Joseph? So at safety right now, you have the Carter, the new kid, the new Old Dominion guy, Hannafin, Tink Kelly, and Dixon. This is nickel and safety. Griffin, Webb, Wilkerson, and Keenan. You got only got one guy in Polo Anderson coming. I think Anderson can play, but I'd feel a lot better about getting a Myrick or a Rawls back there to go with him. So at least two safeties. So we're gonna go it 2-3 from here on out. Fair?
Yeah, they need to add more in that room. I'm expecting them to add more in that room. I mean, they need a surefire starter next to, they need a surefire starter still in the safety room for certain. I'm not confident Star plays immediately in the secondary as a corner just because he got really no coverage snaps at Auburn. So that would be a heck of a jump for him to start at the ACC level. So I don't expect that. I think unless they really, really like Strozier, which I guess I can get behind it to an extent, they need another one there as well.
All right. With that said, originally I thought they needed two linebackers. You only got one coming in as in Riley coming from the recruiting class. But because of Ferrelli's such a good player, and now you kick back McLeod and Alexander to reserve roles in a 4-2-5.
You might be okay.
You might be okay there.
You may want to let your guys develop behind the start. Now that you have two clear starters there, and Alexander's a good flex piece as the third.
All right. So we're 0-1 at linebacker moving forward.
I think you're on the nail with they went so good at that position. I really didn't think they'd get a player of that quality there.
All right, let's talk defensive tackle. Amari Adams is going to be a starter. I think Vic Burley is going to be a starter.
You need two of them.
Besides that, Shuler hadn't done a whole lot yet, hadn't been in great shape yet. Williams Lee redshirted this past year, and you're only bringing in Cody. I think you have to have at least two.
I think Kelly's one. I would have guessed that happens soon.
Today?
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's going to happen today. I think you need another one. It doesn't need to be...
I think you need a starter type.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be some superstar, but it needs to just be someone who can take up space in the run game.
I think you need a starter type and two depth guys.
I mean, I'd be fine with a starter and then Kelly if they could pull that off.
All right.
I trust Amari Adams to be very, very good.
I do, too. You trust Burley right now?
Eh.
As the number two guy?
Eh.
Think you need a starter? I think he's a lot like corner.
If he's a 2.5-3, I'd be okay.
Can I talk you into this? Strozier and Burley are the same guy. I'm okay because there's some upside there, but boy, I sure would like to have a starter come in.
Yeah, I can't feel overly confident about a lot of things going on internally on the defense. I'd like to see them add quite a few guys, which Tom Allen's doing, just longer, faster players.
All right, with that said... Texture says, Austin says, thinks that Kelly can be a starter. Maybe. That's a big jump from West Georgia.
He says, I don't think he can be a
starter. Oh, don't think
he doesn't think he's going to be a starter. Okay. I agree. I think he'll be a rotational guy, which is good.
Early. He's a true sophomore.
Yeah, he's young. I mean, that's a development guy.
All right. Helt and Lawson, Watford and Mayo. You're bringing in Hardrick and Carter. I think both of the guys are developmental guys right now. So, originally I thought two. I still think two defensive ends. If one of those could be a starter type defensive end, boy, I'd feel good about kicking Lawson back to a three, defensive end three.
Again, I'd be fine with moving Lawson as like a 2.5,
right,
and then have 2A, 2B, and then Helt as the one on the other side.
I like Mayo's upside. I like Watford's upside, but boy, I sure would like more time to develop those guys by getting two really good defensive ends. Fair?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the thing. We haven't seen, just to put it bluntly, we haven't seen great player development on the defensive side of things the last few seasons. So it would be nice to give these younger guys, who maybe weren't being developed fully correctly, more time to season and bring in a 1 or 2 year guy in the portal that can help them at those spots.
All right, so Sam, you got four defensive guys right now. Let's go load numbers. Two defensive backs gives you 6, two tackles gives you 8, and two defensive ends gives you 10. If you add one more linebacker, that's 11. Add one more defensive back, That's 12. 12 on defense.
I really do think they come out of it with 10 guys on the defensive side of things, yeah. At least.
At least.
And we had a lot of people who rightfully, and I'll give them, I mean, that's fair, did not think that they would even trust to do, didn't trust them to do that. I think they're going to do that.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Text makes a good point, 61-26, with Lawson coming off of ACL surgery. You really don't know what you're going to be getting there. Was it ACL? He do ACL or he do ankle? I thought he did ankle.
Regardless, the overarching point is you want somebody else in there that will help out.
Lawson's going to be there by spring.
I think he'll be okay, yeah. Okay.
But the point is, look, he's injured, and you got to have depth, man. And boy, I like having time to develop Mayo and Watford, so doing that. All right, when we come back, let's talk about the offense because we've basically
– significantly less fun so far.
So far.
Hopefully – I say hopefully so far. I don't know. I don't know how much they're really going to do over there.
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see for sure. Hey, my great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com do an absolutely incredible job. Let them take care of you at Prime Lending. Prime Lending does a great job with what we do with our mortgages. It just makes so much sense. Prime Lending is a company that I've dealt with twice now. Buying a home is exciting. Renovating a home is exciting. Refinancing, knowing you can save some money, all that's exciting. So we love Prime Lending, and I will just tell you from experience-wise what it looks like, you're going to love PrimeLendingSC.com. One open hour of phone calls and text messages. You got to get to those next. And then don't forget three guests, including Brad Barnell in third hour. Much more when you come back, hour number two, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.